You're listening to CJLO News. Lebanese students are being emotionally impacted by news of military attacks and mass death in their home country. On Tuesday night, students from McGill and Concordia organized a vigil for people killed in Israel's current ground invasion and former airstrikes in Lebanon. The vigil took place at McGill's campus. Over 200 attendees held candles and observed speakers from different student groups.
I am terrified of calling my parents and hearing something other than, "We are safe, Hayate, don't worry." I am scared that the memories that linger in the trees, the breeze, the soil, and the sea will be destroyed forever, and that the expansionist regime will swallow the mountains I've skied on in the winter and the beaches I relaxed on in the summer. I'm afraid of losing the biggest part and the most prominent part of my identity, which is my country.
This event of mourning comes as Israel begins what is called limited and targeted raids in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah operations. So far, Israeli attacks on Lebanon have killed over 1,000 people. Over 1 million people have been forced to evacuate their homes. The vigil was held to honor the dead in Lebanon and provide support for the Lebanese student community, as well as express political frustrations. Here are some words from Concordia student Hassan Raida, speaking at the vigil.
Look around you. Look at the people around you. Look at the different backgrounds. Muslims, non-Muslims, Arab, non-Arabs. This is why we are victorious. Because we are united no matter what happens. So, just like how they are doing this in Lebanon and Gaza, where they are united hand in hand to the death, the thing that binds them together, the desire for justice.
With students recently back on campus, student activism related to the crisis in the Middle East is ramping up. McGill campus was home to the longest standing pro-divestment encampment in North America before it was shut down by the university in July. Various student groups have continued a variety of methods of applying pressure on their schools to divest and sanction Israel, ranging from flyering, picketing, to vigils and speeches. Here is a speaker from the Lebanese Student Association.
We have witnessed our villages and cities being carpet bombed and our people getting pulled from under the rubble. But we also witnessed our people leaving their homes with their heads held high because they know they will return to them at the hour of liberation.
That speaker went on to condemn financial ties to Israel from both schools. On the topic of divestment from Israel, Concordia has reiterated to CJLO in a statement that its fund is committed to reaching 100% sustainable investment by 2025. This action is mostly related to divestment from fossil fuels. Student activists here at the vigil object and point to the fact that Concordia's primary financial advisor is BMO, which itself invests heavily in Elbit Systems, Israel's largest weapons manufacturer. As for McGill, the most recent public financial report has over $73 million invested in 50 companies on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions list, companies linked to Israeli military operations and condemned by these activists. The future of activism on campus in the coming weeks is uncertain, but walkouts and protests are expected early next week. For more, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Eric Weider. You're listening to Patch Notes, a weekly roundup of alternative electronic music. I think I'm going to start focusing more on kind of the indie-tronic sphere of music. I find that's been helpful to kind of narrow my range because, you know, it's easy to search like alternative electronic music, but we also get like 10,000 results, narrowing down just a little bit more to like, what is indie-tronic music? Which is a little bit of a silly term, you know, indie rock mixed with electronic. I find that's a little bit more niche, a little easier to find some hidden gems, some like very popular tracks. And yeah, let's get this started off with this new Shushu track, Pina, Coconut and Cherry. CJLO 1690 AM, and you were not mistaken, that was not in fact Shushu. A little bit of technical difficulties right there, but you just heard Cassie Krutt with Copycat. Really cool track. Love the like distortion and all the glitches and stuff. But we will get to the new Shushu track now. Again, on CJLO 1690 AM, here is Shushu with Peanut, Coconut, and Cherry for Real.
And the Montreal's Tiniest Festival is back for its fourth edition. Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CJLO 1690 AM, is taking over Casa del Popolo, La Salarosa, and La Sodareña, October 11th and 12th. Come on out to see your favorite local and Canadian artists, such as Birds of Prey, Fireball Kid, Shunk, The Neverminds, Shallow, and so many more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out Worst Dad Ever on Facebook and Worst Dad Ever _ on Instagram. See you there. Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. At the top of the hour, I played Copycat by Cassie Krett, who I claimed was actually Shushu with the track Peanut, Coconut, and Cherry, but I was wrong. I got them mixed up. After that Cassie Krett song, I played the Shushu track, and I have to say, this new Shushu album is my introduction to the group, and it's I would say a bold introduction, but at the same time, people are saying it's their most accessible album, so I'm a little scared to check out all their other material. But yeah, that track specifically is wild, the way Jamie just kind of belts out fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. Really, really interesting. I don't know. I don't want to like make fun of really meaningful and deep art, but at the same time, it's like so extreme, the belting out, that it's like, I don't want to say silly, but you know, you can kind of take it a little bit less serious than it's intended, which I don't think is an issue considering, like, you know, everyone views art differently. I still take the song seriously somewhat, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, okay, this is a lot, and I'm kind of able to, you know, just appreciate what they're going for. Speaking of what artists are going for, I just found out about this artist, Clarence Clarity, who had a new album come out, I believe, last week, but I'm going to play something from their 2015 album. Here is Clarence Clarity with Cancer in the Water on CJLO 1690 AM.
Cancer in me. Kiss the Broom.
Summer night, oh my god, took a name, couldn't wait, no debate, it's going down, fading now, sun of the down. It's summer night, oh my god, took a name, couldn't wait, no debate, it's going down, fading now, sun of the down.
Glasses in the air, yeah, made a plan. Toothpick in the left side. But for now, kiss all of your friends. Kiss all of your friends. Kiss all of your friends. In the kitchen sink. Tall brown hair, high lips. So what's on the shot? It's a shell shock when it's here. All of your friends in line to the camera. One eye closed, one eye open, out of your sight.
CJLO 1690 AM, I'm your host, Eric Weider. You're listening to Patch Notes. So far, you just heard After the Break. You heard Cancer in the Water by Clarence Clarity. I don't know, like, how to describe it. It gives me, like, boy band energy in some way. And also, like, kind of George Clanton-y sound. Just, like, really full mix, kind of wall of sound almost. But, like, really energetic, really uplifting. Really, I guess I would use the word sugary to describe that. And then speaking of sugar, I played this song by Lucy Bedroke, new artist to me. Again, really cool, very sweet melodies. Is just the kind of thing that I like to like listen to while I'm studying. Really nice, gentle energy right there. And then after that, I kind of contrasted said energy by playing this track by The Truth titled Wax. And very like bizarre story about me finding this band. Just random kind of Discord interaction where I found out that, oh, there's this side project by this artist, James Ivy, who's, you know, worked with Porter Robinson, toured with him, worked with artists such as Wave Dash. Really cool person. It's like, there's this super, super niche, like, micro project that he's working in called The Truth, which is kind of like taking a stab at the, like, indie sleaze revival of, like, The Dare and The Help and those kind of acts. Just like, I don't even know. It's like I'm going down a rabbit hole. But I like the music, so, you know, I'm glad. And yeah, speaking of like niche artists, I'll play something less niche. I'm going to play something from Young Fathers, who I believe won. Oh, my God, I'm blanking on the name of the British award, the Mercury Prize. I believe they won a Mercury Prize for their last album. Here is Young Fathers with Sirens on CJLO 1690 AM.
Riding alone with a dusty picture. Sure it's getting hard to say I missed you. It's in his blood, it's in his nature. Husband, a brother, a friend. But it's just too much. Too much, oh, it's but he'll try a little more again. A husband, a brother, a friend. Sirens, 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 sirens. You walk upright, such a vision in morning light. You sing the words you've never seen, and you talk to your garden in your dreams. The police are on cocaine, and they wanna know my name. Said they'll love me all the same.
creeping up a little more. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Who's next? They will never know. Bang, bang, bang. Who's a Lazzarino? Hit the bullseye. Finito. Shed them scales like a serpent. Allergic to safety, too urgent, too nervous. Sorry. Blame on you when God is dead. You point that gun at me, take me instead. And I know it's violence, I see that look in his eyes. And I know it's violence, everything won't come out clear. Violate the silence, the silence.
Well, it's true. And I-
CJLO 1690 AM, you're tuned in to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. So far, you've heard Sirens by Young Fathers, who I claimed won a Mercury Prize for their last album. I got that incorrect. I got the wires crossed. Because last year, it was their 10th anniversary of winning their Mercury Prize, and I think they were nominated that same year. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, then they must have won that year. But no, they won about 10 years ago, but still something to be proud of. And that track is really cool. And then I follow that up with a complete tonal shift by the track Cascadia Subduction Zone by Default Genders, who I thought was like, you know, small artist. They had a feature on an Onomatoguchi track, I believe 3 years ago, with like, I've never heard of their stuff before. Jamie Brooks, I believe, is her name. And then I kind of looked into her Wikipedia page right now, and she collaborated with No Rome, who is like a very big artist, I would argue. And so everything's kind of getting mixed up here. And then speaking of, you know, that like twee indie pop vibe, I played Drop Dead Beauty by Bickle. A kind of a guilty pleasure, I would say. His new stuff is very, very stripped back to the point where I kind of want a little bit more to it. And so I was scrolling through his SoundCloud, looking at his older stuff. And this is kind of has that like rich substance I crave, even though it's very much like Owl City Core. I will be honest, I still kind of like it. Yeah, you're listening to Patch Notes on CJLO from Amnesia Scanner. Here is AS Never End.
Massamatty, Canada's premier festival celebrating LGBTQ plus Afro film and arts, returns for its 16th edition from October 23rd to 27th. This year, the festival explores themes of rebirth and resilience, showcasing an inspiring lineup of films, highlighting stories of healing, transformation, and struggle. Massamatty's film screenings will take place at various venues throughout the city, with films also available to be streamed online. The festival's opening cocktail event will take place on October 23rd at the McCord Museum, featuring a performance by Ensemble Opiora. On October 26th, the Massamatty Cabaret at Livar will feature performances by Reggie, a drag voguing-inspired show featuring acrobatics, live painting, and live DJs. For more information and to view the full festival program, visit massamatty.ca.
Spins and remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel Scratching.
Hi, it's Nargwar, the human serviette from The Evaporators, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal. Doo-doo-da-loo-doo! Doo-doo!
Thank you, Nardwar. CJLO 1690 AM. You're listening to Patch Notes. I realize that made it sound like Nardwar took over the studio, infiltrated, but no, unfortunately not. I wish I could hug Nardwar right now. But alas, still have about 10 minutes to get through. I don't know why last week I played like 2 7-minute tracks, and now I'm back with another 7-minute track. I don't know what's going on. But from the, I believe, Montreal group Sons, the track Vanishing Point, really good. I feel like this is a group that, you know, if I were to bring up to someone, they're like, they'd be like, you don't know Sons? And I'd be like, no, I don't know Sons, but now I do. And they're really great. And it's just like this track is an odyssey. It takes its 7 minutes and it really stretches it out to its limits. So yeah, here is Sons with Vanishing Point on CJLO 1690 AM.
Spinning these wheels, I see the tires spin. Concrete and steel, and I plug you back into the grid. Digging in these heels, I call and then I slid. Concrete ideals, it only comes from within. just one real, more than just one real. All you have left is magic. More than just one real, more than just one real. All you have left is magic.
CJLO 1690 AM, you've been listening to Patch Notes. I've been your host, Eric Weider. Kind of a weird, funky, slightly technical difficulties-ish episode, but we pushed through, we made it to the end. We're almost nearing the top of the hour, so I'll leave you with this track by Graham Kartner. The title of the track is Window Shopper. And yeah, have a great week, everyone. When I see you next week, or when you hear me next week, I should be slightly rebranded. I don't think much is going to change with this show, but I should have more social media pages up, SoundCloud hopefully up, all that good stuff. So yeah, till next week, take care.